We're in Netzivot Shalom, Parshat Bo, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. HaChodesh Lachem. Says the Netzivot Shalom, quoting the pasuk from this week's Parsha. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim limor. Hashem said to Moshe and to Aaron in Mitzrayim, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashana. This Chodesh, meaning the Chodesh of Nisan, will be the beginning of the months of the year for you. It is the beginning of the months of the year, right? We get the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people. Somehow, for some reason, this mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, of somehow engaging time, not just by the sun, up until this point, in the world, really, it was only the sun that ran things. There's only one other religion, Lahavdil, that works by the moon, and they came long afterwards. We bring into the world this concept of living by the moon. We're given Rosh Chodesh of Nisan, that we're living. We start from Nisan. We live by the moon. It's somehow so integral to who we are that it's given to us. This mitzvah, Chodesh Lachem, is given to us even before we're born as a people. It's given even before Makat Becharot and the actual Exodus begins. There's something so essential about this mitzvah to who we are as a people, as Am Yisrael. It's the first mitzvah. It's where we've been come a nation. It's right before Makat Becharot. What's so significant about this concept that we live in a space of time that's guided not just by the sun? We definitely also live by the sun and by the solar year, but that we dafkas were born into a nation that we live by the moon and that we live by the months of the year, and that we start off from this Hachodesh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. Hinekatav Rashi Bereish Bereishit. Rashi says in the beginning, his first comment on Chumash, Shelo hayat sarich la'atchilat haTorah ela me'achodesh lachem. The Torah could have started from here. The Torah could have started right here with this mitzvah chodesh lachem. Why? Again, hareish mitzvah zo shel kiddush haChodesh ba haya ra'ui la'atchilat haTorah. This is the place where the Torah could have started. V'tzarich l'v'erin in Am Yuchad, what's so unique about it? Of all the mitzvot, it's not a mitzvah that particularly pops, of all the mitzvot in the Torah, that every month you should come and have two witnesses testify that they saw the new moon so we can declare it as the first day of the new month. Like, really? That's what it's all about? That's where we're starting Judaism from? That's where we're starting Klal Yisrael from? That's the mitzvah, the first mitzvah to the Jewish people in the Torah? What's so exciting about that? What's so significant about that? U'v'chlal madua nichteva b'parasha zo hamidaberet al mitzvah. And even more so, what is it doing tucked away a couple of short psukim right before we get relevant, like on topic, right before we get the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, we get Yitzias Mitzrayim. What is Achodesh Alachem? What does Rosh Chodesh do with any of this? Everything was so on point and it's so supercharged, it's such an amazing story and so exciting and so relevant. And then suddenly it's like, also your first month is Rosh Chodesh and that's where you're going to count the months of the year. Go team. I mean, like, what's happening there? What's so significant about it? Uvemechilta darshu al pasuk zeh. The Mechilta brings out on this pasuk, Hachodesh hazeh lachem. This chodesh shall be for you. Loma nabo adam arishon, kilomar shem yemot adam arishon at yitziat Mitzrayim hayumanim lachama. Meaning not even from the times of Adam arishon until now, for the entire history of the world until right now, we counted by the sun. The whole world followed the sun. There was no concept of counting time by the moon. This is something that's uniquely brought out right now for the first time for the Jewish people. Erev Yitzias Mitzrayim, right before they become people. That's the inyan. That's what it's about. V'rak me'et Yitzias Mitzrayim shnitzavu mi'vitzvat kiddush haChodesh hitchilu limnot levana. And only now from Yitzias Mitzrayim, now is when we're commanded in kiddush haChodesh and we start to count by the moon. What is that all about? Rishon hu lachem. This is first for you. Below, top of the next page, peivav. V'lo la'akum, not for the non-Jews. We see from this that again, Dafka, the non-Jews are supposed to count by the sun, and we're separately supposed to count by the moon. We have to understand. Why here of all places saying Hachodesh Lachem, that this mitzvah is for you? Why is it emphasizing that here? Why is it focusing on that here? That it's Hachodesh Lachem, that this mitzvah is for you? All the mitzvot of the Torah are for us and not for the non-Jews. Why is it emphasizing this mitzvah is for you and not for the non-Jews? V'chenish la'avin kushata mefarshim. And we also have to understand that which it says in the mefarshim. Why does it say be'eretz Mitzrayim, that it was given over in Eretz Mitzrayim in Egypt? She'ena tzara mefareshet b'chol dibor hechan ne'amar. It doesn't tell us by every mitzvah where it was given. Why do I care that Achor Zelachem was given in Mitzrayim? What's the significance of that? That the explanation of Yetzias Mitzrayim, as is explained in the Midrashes, she'achutz likrach kederech shemoshe amar kitzitia ta'ir lefi shaita milia gilulim, that it was given right outside of the city, this mitzvah, because it was full of avodah zarah, so the mitzvah was given in Mitzrayim, but it was, I guess, right outside of Eretz Mitzrayim. Achadayin lo mitiashev bazelama bichlal ne'amar makom adibor. Again, we have to understand, why is it, do we care that it was given in Mitzrayim? What's the significance of Kiddush HaChodesh? Why is it the first mitzvah? Why is it so integral to Klal Yisrael? Why do only we count by the moon? Why does Torah emphasize that with lachem and not for the non-Jews? Why was it told that we're given in Eretz Mitzrayim? What's going on with this mitzvah? What's the significance of Kiddush HaChodesh? Beginning in the next paragraph. Veha'inyan. What is this all about? Be'gdeima shematzinu bechazal, shifligu me'od begodel inyan kiddush levana. As an introduction, we see that Chazal just go on and on and on at the greatness of Kiddush Levana, of being Mekadesh the new month, of sanctifying the new month. Ukimo shedarshumina pasuk, as we bring out from the pasuk, hachodesh azelachem. Hachodesh is elachem. Kol amivarech al hachodesh bizmano ki ilu mikabel pnei hashchina. The Gemara says that anybody who's mivarech on the chodesh, anybody who brings in Rosh Chodesh in the right time, it's ki ilu they're mikabel pnei hashchina. It's like they're receiving the Shechina itself. When we go to receive the new month, it's like we're receiving the Shechina. What does that mean? Ketiv hacha hachodesh elachem veketiv hacha mzeke livan veyu. It makes a connection between Tupsukim here in Kriyas Yamsuf, that again, it shows that we're accepting, we're somehow greeting the Shechina when we greet the new month. What's the significance of that? What's the importance of that? Shalom atzinu kigon da be'inyanim acherim. We don't see such a thing by any other mitzvah. V'yesh la'avin ha'inyan. So let's get into it. What is it being said here? What's coming out here? V'yesh la'avin ha'inyan. Yisrael monin la'levana, hu sha'levana yesh zmanim, shi besia choshech. That we're mamish like the moon. Everybody open up your hearts, open up your minds and think about this. That what's being told here is, and again, we're being told this at the moment of our birth as a nation, that we, Klal Yisrael, we're like the moon. We're like the moon. Yesh zmanim shehi b'si hachoshech. There are times when we're mamish at the end point of darkness. We don't see a single spark of light. But even when every single month, when we look up in the sky and we see that the moon is mamish gone, on the last day of the previous month, the first day of the next month, the moon is mamish gone. There's nothing there. It's pure darkness. We know that starting from now that it's gone, we're going to see that it's going to start to build up again. It's going to start to go back to its fullness. Kachim chayei am Yisrael kidugmata levana. So too is the life of Klal Yisrael. We mamish live in the image of the moon. Klal Yisrael lives in the image of the moon. We're so to speak, a reflection of the moon. Kol seder hachayim. Shall Am Yisrael, Ratzuf Zmanim Shel Choshech Ve'afla. The whole lifetime of Klal Yisrael, it's all full of darkness. It's all full of, it's difficulty and darkness. Rov Yimehem Begaliot, Savlim Tzarot Rabot V'ra'ot. The majority of our days are lived in exile and dealing with tremendous difficulty. Ach Yisrael Monim Alevana. But we count by the moon. We live by the moon. We live in a time of the moon. That even when we're in a time of darkness, we know that we're going to come back to light like we originally were. Like we say in the bracha on the moon, for those who say Kiddush Levana, so the way the Kiddush Levana works is that after we have Rosh Chodesh, so usually the Motzei Shabbos following Rosh Chodesh. We go outside. Usually it's customary. Mostly only the men do it. Some women I've seen do it, but mostly generally they don't. But in any event, even if you don't do it yourself, the Inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh is still relevant to you. I mean, Rosh Chodesh is very much a women's day. There's a lot of focus on women in Rosh Chodesh. So the Kiddush HaChodesh he's talking about here is the actual tefillah that's said outside of shul, usually on Motzei Shabbos, unless it's cloudy. Usually, or it's whatever. There's one, or if it's if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, you can't do it on Sunday. You try to wait till the next Motzei Shabbos. If you can't, then you do it on a weekday. It doesn't matter all the nuances of the halacha. But I'm saying, if you've never seen it before, just be aware that on Motzei Shabbos following Rosh Chodesh, the men go out. They say these paragraphs and this bracha for the Kiddush HaChodesh, and they sing it and they sing and dance a little bit. It's very, very beautiful. Again, women celebrate in their own way on Rosh Chodesh, each one on their own. But it says in the bracha, you can take a look, it's after, you'll find it after Maariv on Motzei Shabbos, because that's when it's usually said. So, Kimo Shormim Birkata Levana, like we say in the bracha of Birkata Levana, Chok Uzman Natan Lahem, Shelo Yishanu Et Tafkidam, that they're given, that this establishment, this these statutes and this time was given to him that they should not switch the times. She sasimus mechim asot zokanam, that they're all excited to do the will of their creator. Shegam bizman siach hashchut sasimus mechim lasot ritzon konam. Beautiful what he's saying here. Meaning, what are we talking about? We're talking about the moon itself. That he gave it rules. He gave it a way that it works. It goes up, it goes down, it gets light, it gets dark. And he's saying here that the chiddush of the moon is, even when the moon goes down, even when the moon disappears, even when the moon is just encompassed in darkness, it's always serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. No matter what it is. If it's going up, it's serving b'simcha. If it's full, it's serving b'simcha. If it's on the way down, it's serving b'simcha. If it's mamish in darkness, it's serving b'simcha. That's the moon. The moon is always serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, no matter what situation it's in. Kach Yisrael, so too by Klal Yisrael. Shekol she'eino behester panim eino mehem. Anybody who's not living in a little bit of Hester Panim is not part of Klal Yisrael. Part of what it means to be a Jew is to experience Hester Panim, is to experience a Kadosh Baruch Hu's face being hidden, is to feel a little bit distant sometimes, but to know it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is always there. To always serve with joy. Sasimus mechim la'asor ritzon konam gam be'it ha'chashut ha'olah v'ter. It doesn't matter. It could be the greatest darkness there is. I'm always serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu with joy, no matter how dark it gets. Famous story. I love quoting this story. It's one of my favorite stories about Rav Zusha Elimelech. That I think I might have even quoted it in Nights already this year. But it's you could say it again and again and again, like a little child who can hear a story 100 times. You have to get excited every time you hear the story and draw more and more from the story every time. Rav Zusha Elimelech spent a period of their life where they were going and they were traveling from town to town to bring out the light, to bring out the Avodah Hashem in different places in the world. So they stopped in one town and they had no place to stay. Nobody took them in, so they slept on a park bench. And they woke up in the morning by a police officer. He's poking them. He says, "What are you doing there?" Said, "We have nowhere to sleep." He said, "In our town, it's against the law to sleep in the street, to sleep on a bench." So he took them and he threw them in prison. And so that morning, so Rav Zusha wanted to go and daven shachris, and he starts bawling. Rav Zusha starts bawling, crying his eyes out. And he says, so Rav Elimelech, his brother, says to him, he says, "Why are you crying?" He says, "I want to daven shachris. I want to daven. But look around. There's a toilet in here. It's disgusting. It's smelly. You can't daven in here. I can't daven shachris. How can I go a day without davening shachris? This is what Rav Zusha cried about. And Rav Elimelech looks at him and he says, "No." He says, "Zusha, my brother, Rav Zusha, if here you can't daven, then the avodat Hashem right now is to not daven. That's the avodat Hashem. The avoda now is not to daven. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants you not to daven." And Rav Zusha lights up. He lights up because he realizes, "Oh, I'm not davening because a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to daven." And he turns around and he starts to sing and dance, and he grabs Rav Elimelech and they're singing and dancing. And the non-Jews in the prison look at them like they're crazy people. They're like, "You know what? We got nothing better to do." So they jump in and they start singing and dancing with Zusha Elimelech, and suddenly the whole prison singing and dancing, going crazy. And so the warden comes over and he goes and he reaches into the cell and he grabs one of the nudges and says, "What are you doing?" He goes, "We're singing and dancing." He goes, "Why?" He says, "I don't know. Those two Jews started, so we just started singing and dancing with them." And so the warden gets so upset, gets so angry, he goes in, he grabs Zusha Elimelech and he throws them out. and he throws them out. And there are so many things to take away from the story of Zusha Lemelech. So many Torahs to take away from the story. But one of them is, it doesn't matter what situation you're in. You're up, you're down. You're in jail, you're not in jail. You're able to walk outside, you're stuck inside, not allowed to go out the front door for 5 days. It doesn't matter what situation you're in. You're locked up, you're down, you're in, you're out, it doesn't matter. You serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. That's the life of a Jew. The life of a Jew is, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter how difficult the circumstance you're in. It doesn't matter what's going on. You serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. If you're sitting there in your apartment on Zoom because you're in Bidud, you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. If you're sitting there on the same couch in Night Seder once again because I'm in Bidud, you still serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. Things are going great, you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. Things are not going great, you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. You feel totally inspired, you're going to all your shirim, you're feeling you're flying, you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. You're feeling totally disconnected, but you're going to shir anyway, you go to shir b'simcha. That's the idea. That's the moon. The moon goes up and down, and up and down, and up and down. It's always serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the light and in the dark. I always serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I find the capacity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha, no matter what the circumstance. V'zeu perush HaKodesh HaZeh Lachem. This is what it means when it says HaKodesh HaZeh Lachem. Lachem v'lo la'akum, for you and not for the non-Jews. She Yisrael domim la'levana, that we're compared to the moon, we're similar to the moon. Bekach shesod kiyumam humitoch choshech va'afela adei yushuvu la'ir kamei olam, that no matter how dark it gets, we're going to go back and we're going to be light. No matter how dark it gets, we know we're going to bounce back. No matter how dark it gets, we know it's going to get better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that to us from the moment of our birth. You were in Mitzrayim, you thought there was no way out. You thought there was no way out. There's always a way out. And you're going to be down, but you're going to go up. To the point where, again, if you're not behester panim, if you don't experience an aspect of hester panim, you're not part of Klal Yisrael. Darkness is part of what it means to be a Jew. Learning to live within that darkness, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu within that darkness, to be besimcha within that darkness, to turn the darkness into light, that's part of what it means to be a Jew. It's part of what it means in essence to be a Jew. Darkness is part of what that's about. Darkness that we know is going to turn into light. Not living in darkness. Knowing through the darkness that it's going to become light. V'alkein siva HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Klal Yisrael al inyan kiddush hachodesh, about kiddush hachodesh, the mitzvah rishona shebat Torah, the first mitzvah given to the Jews in the Torah, kodem mitzvah korban Pesach, even before the mitzvah of bringing korban Pesach, kidei l'rameiz al inyan zeh shu yisod v'shor shemunah, to explain this is the root of emunat Hashem. Emunah's not, we're not, God is not a fair weather friend. He's not a fair-weather deity. He's not a fair-weather God. We're not fair-weather Jews. We're Jews through thick and thin. We're Jews through the good and the bad. God is with us through the good and the bad. That's emuna. That's real emuna. Those who are still left in Seder Vav, we talked about this. That emuna, that the real definition of emuna, emuna on a deeper level, emuna is not just, I believe in the existence of God. What emunah is really about is, it's not faith, it's faithfulness. It's developing over time a faithful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, it's going to be light, it's going to be dark, it's going to be good, it's going to be bad, it's going to be easy, it's going to be hard. But before you even start, know that all those things are true, and it doesn't matter, up or down, left or right. I am with you. I am here. We are together. We're in this together. In the good times, you see me and we're in it. Imo anochi b'tzara, but I'm also with you in the times when it's going to be difficult. I'm also with you in the times it's going to be dark. Ups and downs, but we're always in this together. Always in this together. She Yisrael monin levana v'gam be'etziach hashchut, that we count by the moon, because even in the peak of darkness, the epitome of darkness. Ma'aminim she'ein zestam choshech be'alma. We know it's not just random darkness. Elaze behashkacha pratit meshe brach. Even the darkness comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chok uzman natan lahem shelo yishnu atafkidam. And it's part of the nature of life. The ups and the downs are part of the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds our existence. Top of the next column, 2 lines in, beginning of the new paragraph. V'chazal dimu inyan zeh shiyishtra'el monin levana v'akumim lechama. Chazal emphasized this point that Klal Yisrael count by the moon and the non-Jews count by the sun. Da'achama sholetet bayom, that the sun rules over the day. V'eino sholetet balayla, but doesn't rule at night. The sun is gone at night. V'alvana sholetet balayla uvayom, but the moon is ruling both in the night and the day. Nirmaz bazeh shagoyim afilu chasidei umot ha'olam ovdim et Hashem rak b'yom bizman she'or lehem. That the non-Jews, they go and they're able to see God. They're able to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the times that are clear, the times that are light, in the times that are clear. Aval b'layla b'matzav shel chashchut inam ovdim la'Hashem. But they don't know from a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chlal when it's dark. There's no connectivity between the non-Jews and the Kadosh Baruch Hu when it's dark. V'im mevaatim v'yotzim, they kick a Kadosh Baruch Hu and they walk out when they can't see him anymore. V'inam yodim mina avodah shel ve'emunatcha ba'ilot, they have no idea what it means to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu within the darkness. They have emuna in the nighttime. Aval Yisrael monin levana, but we count by the moon. We live by the moon. Hasholetet bayom v'alayla, which rules over the day and the night. Hey, mavdim et Hashem yibrach b'chol ha'matzavim she'nitzayim b'chashicha ke'ora, night or day, light or dark, we always serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tamid ma'aminim shema she'Hashem Yitbarach oseh hakol letovah. And we know that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, it's all for the good. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, it's all for the good. The good times are clearly good. The dark times, the challenging times, we don't have to understand them. We don't have to pretend that things feel good. But we know in our kishkas that they're good. We know that it's behashkacha pratit. We know that there's God's guiding hand, and we try to see it and we try to feel it, but we believe it and we're faithful to it, and we know He's being faithful to us no matter what. Afilu b'matzavim shel chashchut u'mitzuka, even in the darkest of times. V'akol shave etzlam, it's all equal to us. Again, I'm not succeeding so much right now. I'm literally at the end. Baruch Hashem, at the end of Bidud and at the end of my rope. But you know, if I were living it, meaning I try every minute of every day right now, just to remind myself again and again and again and again that it's all for the good. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu does everything for a reason. If he wants to cancel school and send the kids home and then lock us up and not let us out for days and just. And Baruch Hashem, there's Zoom, so we can still have classes. But I don't know if you can imagine. Bezrat Hashem, Shato Muslachad. Hashem should bless you that you should understand what I'm going through, and more. You should have even more kids than we do. But it's a bracha. To not be allowed at the front door, to not even go out of the mirpesa because it's raining like crazy, to be inside for days with your kids, with nothing to do, they have no friends to play with, they have nowhere to go, you're trying to get them to learn in school on Zoom. I mean, this is my fourth year today on Zoom, meaning you lock yourself in a room, teach, go to the kids are streaming, put them to sleep, come back, find something to do. It's like, you say to yourself, like, what's going on? If I were a real Eved Hashem, the answer is it doesn't matter. If I were a real Eved Hashem, the answer is it doesn't matter. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be. And if this is what He wants me to do, this is great. This is exactly what I need to be doing. This is exactly what I need to be accomplishing. I can't go to Minyan, so b'simcha, I need to get up every morning. And so I've taken the opportunity. I go to a minyan that starts at I forget what time it's called for. I go at around 6:40. These days, Nate's is at 6:40, so I don't sleep so well. So I've been getting up early. There's an Indian. There is a concept that it's potentially even better to daven Nate's, to daven when the sun rises, be yichidus by yourself even more than davening with a minyan. So I still go to minyan because I need the chizuk of the minyan. But since I'm getting up at 5:30, 5:45 anyway, so I'm like, you know what? Let's take advantage of the opportunity. At least there I've been succeeding. And I'm like, great. For this week, I don't have to think to myself, should I go to minyan? Should I go to minyan? I can't go to minyan. So I've been davening nates. I've been davening all the sunrises. I've been filling the mitzvah l'chachila of davening shachris, davening shmon esrei, mamash when the sun goes up. Right? Trying to find the ways to turn the prison into a song and a dance. That's life. And again, that's maybe the only example I'm succeeding in, but I'm saying all of us in our own way. You guys, when you've been in Bidud, and you should never be in Bidud again. And you guys, when you have your ups and shana, that's right, good big amens on that one. When you're, now I know who's really paying attention. Anyone who didn't say amen to that one has definitely got me on mute. But you know, when you go and when you're gonna have challenges in life, again, when things are up, when things are down, when things are good, when things are bad, when you have those challenges, and even in shana aleph where you feel burnt out, I was just talking with the Leves also in Bidud. They've got Corona going around like crazy now, and we learned a different piece of Nesivos Shalom that it wasn't. It's not going to go up on the internet, but it was very, very much. It was. I didn't pick the piece for them, but it was really just for them stuck in Bidud in the middle of their Shana Aleph, in the worst possible time in the worst possible way. You guys had a rough spot, but they've actually got Corona, and unclear when they're going to get out. So what the piece that I learned with them is like. It was talking about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems us at Chatzot HaLaila, because Chatzot HaLaila is the darkest, is mamish the darkest. It's incredible to think about, and that's when Nesivos Shalom brings that out in a different piece. He brings that at Chatzot HaLaila. He says, where all the light from the previous day is gone. And the light of the new day hasn't started yet. Again, like we're talking about here, where the moon, it's the last month is gone, the new month is yet to come. It's mamish Chatzot HaLaila on the new day. It's mamish the darkest. I said to them, I was like, listen, we're literally in the middle of the year. Half of them were burning out before they even got into Bidud. I haven't seen some of my guys for days. I hope they're still alive. I personally haven't even seen some of my guys for days. They're not afraid of attendance like you are. Yeah, I mean, even mom has seen them for days. And again, it's to start in getting into the middle of the year, to come to the change of semesters right now. You know, we're really in the halfway point. And they're really burning out. And then they went into Bidud, and now they have Corona, when they didn't have it for all those 6 months. I was going to say, this is Chatzot HaLaila. I'll say to you guys, I don't know where you're all at, and we don't have as close a kesher because I'm with them for 6 hours, 7 hours a day. I'm with you guys for 2 hours a day. It's very possible some of you are burning out. It's very possible some of you just aren't feeling as spiritually inspired as you were before. It's the halfway point in the year. It's the darkest time of the year. It's mamish dark outside. It's raining outside. You can't go out. We're in a seger anywhere. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere you can go when it is sunny. And again, it's an abnormal year. It could be some of you are having a rough time. It could be some of you are burning out. And the answer, and to recognize that, to own that, to accept that, I'm not saying to deny that. I want to be clear here. I'm saying own it. Own that it's dark if you're in that space. Hopefully you're not. Own that it's dark if you're in that space. If you're post, you know, when you're post-seminary, it's between semesters and you're burnt out and you don't even know what to do with yourself and it's hard to get back into learning. You're in the middle of the winter and work seems endless and you can't wait to see the summer vacation, but it seems so far away. And again, with everything going on, like just everything seems dark. If you're in that zone, or you've been in that zone, or you'll be in that zone, what he's saying here is that we need to find the Avodah Hashem in it, and we need to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me here, and it's going to get light again. To know, again, to know in the depth of my being, no matter how dark it gets, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how challenging it gets, it's going to get light again. It's going to get better. Now, I'm not saying this is like, don't worry, it's going to get better. No. What Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying from the moment of our birth, there will be downs, but I'm telling you, there will be ups. It will go back up. And I'm telling you that when you're down, it's because I brought you to this place to live in the darkness a little bit, to learn how to serve me in the darkness a little bit, to learn how to connect to me in the darkness a little bit. And whether you do or you don't, hopefully you do, and that's the inyan, your servant Kadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha in the darkness. You'll get out. And I'll tell you, by the way, not from personal experience, again, I'm failing here, but I'll tell you from that story of Rezushin Elev Elimelech, another layer of element of that story is that, what do? They are able to dance in the darkness. They dance in that prison cell. And the moment they're able to sing and dance in prison because they can't daven, what happens? The warden comes and throws them out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and sends them out of jail. Why? Because they danced in the darkness. Because when you're able to dance in prison, that you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu by not being able to serve him, you're truly free. And it doesn't matter where you are and what you're doing. And internalize, those of you who are still with me, and I see those of you who are still with me, internalize the depth of that. Internalize the depth of that. If you can, and I can't, and I'm working on it, and this has been an opportunity for me to work on myself. A failure, but an opportunity. Meaning, if you're able to take those moments and to take it in, that when you're sitting there and you're in that darkness, if you can really get to the point where you can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with joy in the darkness, in the pain, you are truly free. You are a ben and bat chorin. He who chooses whom he serves is truly free. And when you can serve God no matter where you are, nothing can lock you up. Nothing. There is no darkness. There is no seger. There is no bidud. It doesn't exist. Because I am always freely with joy serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Put me where you want. Make my Avodas Hashem not davening. Make my Avodas Hashem davening b'chias and not going to Minyan. Make my Avodas Hashem sitting there with my kids crawling all over me for 45 minutes in the hopes that that counts as an activity while I'm waiting for my wife to take over. If you can do that with joy, if you can find the joy in that, and you can, little bits, even find little bits, when you're really able to do it with joy, that's freedom. That's being a ben chorin. That's being a real eved ovedet Hashem. And that's life. That's mamish life. Hold this close. Now you're busy, you know, you're listening to half of what I'm saying, you're ignoring half of what I'm saying. Some of you are focused in, some of you are focused out. You go to one year, you go to the next year. It's all Torah, all day, all the time. It's Gan Eden for you guys. I'm telling you, hold this close. I can't tell you how many times my wife and I have spoken, or I've spoken to somebody about their wife, talking about years down the road, you're going to need this. Years down the road, you're going to need this also. When you're going to go, b'shat olam slachat, you're going to find your basheret, you're going to get married, you're going to have kids. And I'm telling you, there are going to be times when you're married and you have kids and you have a job and you're working and you're trying to keep the house together and your job together and your family together and your marriage together. The day Bezrat Hashem is going to come where even though for two-thirds of you, Yom Kippur this year was spent in a room, in Bidud. You still were by yourself, with no other responsibilities, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael in seminary. You still were. The day is going to come, Bezrat Hashem, where you're going to spend Yom Kippur not singing, not dancing, not davening the whole day, taking care and feeding your kids. Where do you find the Avodat Hashem? Where do you find the joy in that? Where do you find the joy in that? Where do you find the joy? This Purim, you're going to Bezrat Hashem of a massive Seuda with all women, enjoying yourselves, singing, dancing, enjoying the great light of Purim. What are you going to do when you have kids? What are you going to do when you have kids? When you have a family, when you have responsibilities? Where are you going to see that? When you have your first kid, Bishatva Muslachat. Between, again, I'm sorry to get specific, but I want to bring it down to earth. When real life hits, in a good way, it's all good. When you have your first kid and you have no idea how to be a parent, unlike your third kid where you just know you don't know how to be a parent, but your first kid where you think you don't know how to be a parent, and you think it's unique that you don't know how to be a parent, and you're going and between being up all night with the kid and feeding them and being on their schedule at the beginning, you are subservient to them and their needs and their feeding schedule and changing their diapers. And for the first time in your life, you're not davening three times a day, two times a day, one time a day, whatever you were doing. You're not learning. What do you do? What do you do? The answer is, who's successful? Which Jews are successful in life? When you're able to be in the metaphorical prison, and again, I don't mean to compare parenthood to prison, but I'm saying the idea that you're in that moment where the Avodat Hashem is to not do it. When you're a truda for the first time, meaning you are halakhically not bound by certain mitzvot, and you love that you don't have to do those mitzvot, because right now I have the responsibility to raise the future of Kal Yisrael. I have the responsibility to raise the next future of Kal Yisrael. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me a truda. To be able to see that, to enjoy that, to live that, that when you're going and when you're making the food, gender roles aside, you're going and you're making the food in the kitchen for the family, to feel like when you put the food into the oven, to feel that your mom is bringing a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. When you're cleaning something out, right? Guys or girls, you're cooking and you're cleaning. Beseder, I don't care. When you're cleaning something out, to feel like you're doing the Truma Sadeshin, the cleaning out of the lamps in the Beis HaMikdash. Can you see it? Can you see it? Because if you can see it, then even in the times that are more challenging in Avodas Hashem, you realize it's all Avodas Hashem. It's all Avodas Hashem. And those of you who are with me right now, hold on to that. Hold on to that, because you're going to get there. And I can't tell you how much silent spiritual suffering there is amongst the working age Jewish men of the world, but the real silent spiritual suffering, the unfortunately often unspoken spiritual suffering of the young married women of the world, Jewish women of the world. Because nobody wants to say, I don't feel spiritual because I have kids and a family. It doesn't sound frum, and it doesn't sound impressive, but it's real. It's real for guys and for girls, but even more so by girls who, again, the structure of life isn't always designed to enhance a woman's experience. Not all shuls, and it's unfortunate that it's so, not all shuls have women's sections during the week, which I think is crazy. Not all there's not as many batei medrash available to them. I mean, just within the nature of Jewish life, the way that we have it right now. Right or wrong, whatever it is. When you're in those times where you're not feeling it and you feel like it's a little bit, you're spiritually dark, even though your life is meaningful, to say, no, it's not spirit. No, I'm serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the darkness. No, Dafka right here. I'm serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu within this. This is my Avodas Hashem. It's a life-changing perspective. It's a life-changing perspective and something which needs constant chizuk. It needs chizuk all the time. It needs chizuk all the time, but we can do it. We can mamish dance in the dark. We kind of went a little bit far afield. Let's go back inside. Let's go back inside. V'zoi mitzvah rishonah shetzibu b'Yisrael. Again, this is the first mitzvah that comes to Klal Yisrael. The first mitzvah for Klal Yisrael. Shemi b'china misuyemet harezo hamitzvah hagdolah biyoter. That in a unique way, this is really, again, in a specific way, this is the first mitzvah. This is the greatest mitzvah there is. Sha'afilu b'machashachim kasher lo nireh shum nitzot shel or. Again, when you don't even see a spark of light, not even a spark of light, gam az ma'aminim Yisrael be'emunah shleima. Hear the words here. Even when there isn't a spark of light, there's nothing that we have emuna. Klal Yisrael, we have emuna, complete emuna. Be'ahavat Hashem l'mo Yisrael, that He loves us, even though it hurts, and even though it's challenging, and even though I know He brought it to me, I know on a deep level He brought it to me with love. He's here with me with love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me with love, even in the darkest times, even in the most challenging times. You know, I remember, and I think this is less so as the years go on, Baruch Hashem. I haven't told the story, I think, in a long time, I think. But it really struck me. I was on a New York City subway once. That didn't strike me, though it is a striking experience. But I grew up with it, so I'm desensitized to it. So I was on a New York City subway when I was, I think it was the year of my rabbinic internship there. So it was after Smicha. And I remember this distinctly. I was on the subway car, and the train pulls up, and this little crazy looking guy walks up to me, and before he gets off the car, he looks me dead in the face. Okay, which again, New York City subway car, so like I'm saying Kriyat Shema at this point. This could be my last moment. But he looks at me, he stares me in the face, about to get off, and he goes. He says, "Just so you know, Jesus loves you." That's what he says to me. Sees the kippah, sees the tzitzis. Just so you know, Jesus loves you. And he gets off the train. And I was like fuming afterward. I was momish fuming. And I thought to myself, I was like, why did it upset me so much? Like, who cares? Like, you know, this guy needs to proselytize. It makes him feel good, whatever. Like, who cares? And it struck me that I think that what hurt me the most is that I couldn't remember, and again, I think it's changing in certain places, Baruch Hashem, over time now. I couldn't remember the last time from the pulpit a rabbi got up and looked at the congregation, looked at me in the congregation and said, just so you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Like, think about it. Think about in high school, think about going to shul as a kid, if you stayed in for any of the speeches, like, how often do you hear that? But some guy who's just a religious Christian, I don't know, crazy Christian, definitely, you know, like, he's just... he's spreading the love, right? You know, just so you know, on his way out. And again, I think it may have been spiteful or whatever it is, but that's not the point. But for me, I think that it struck a chord in me because I was thinking to myself, how many times have I heard the words God loves you from a Jew, from a rabbi, from a teacher, right? How often do I hear that? And hear what he's saying here. He's not just saying, because you could pitch this whole piece and say, Judaism is about teaching you, so you have to rough it in the darkness sometimes. And he's still got to make, he's saying, no. Know that even when you're in the darkness, even when you're in the darkness, we have emuna. Emuna shlema be'avat Hashem l'amo Yisrael. That he loves us, and this darkness is also out of love. That it's all coming from a place of love. I may not understand why this is happening. I may not understand how this is an expression of love. But I deep down hold in my heart, hold in the depths of my soul, that even this pain and even this challenge and even this difficulty, it's all coming with love. It's all coming with love. The whole thing. That it all comes from goodness, and it's all out of the great love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. Like we even see by Avram, Shamru Chazal tell us, Asara Nisyonot Nisa Avraham Avinu. Avraham was put through in his lifetime 10 challenges, challenging tests like no other. He went through 10 mamish tests. Right, starting from Or Kastim, where he was told God or the fiery furnace, and he's willing to give up his life for God. That's the first test. The last test was, you're going to give up the son you love for God? God put him through the ringer. God tested him like nobody's business. Meaning, in the other ones, he didn't have a choice. Going down to Egypt, there was no food. Sorry, getting taken, that was paro. The key is, no matter what he went through, no matter what Avram went through, whether it was choosing to go in the furnace, choosing to follow through and pick up the knife, whether he had no choice and had a, the second he gets to Eretz Yisrael, God says, biggest test, you ready? Ready, Avraham? Go start walking. I'm not telling you where you're going. Go to the promised land. You'll figure it out when you get there. And he's like, all right, I'll start walking. And on faith, he goes, and on faith, he gets there. He gets there. What happens? God brings a famine and exiles him to Egypt. Doesn't question. He gets to Egypt. Paro takes his wife. Doesn't question. Doesn't question. Complete faith. Complete emunah the entire time. Complete faith and complete emunah the entire time. I don't know what this is. I don't know why this is. I don't understand the meaning of this. But at the end of the day, I know it's with love. And I know it's all for the best. And Paro doesn't touch Sarah. And he gets Sarah back. And he gets sent out Beruchush Gadol. And Ma'aseh Lutzim Anabanim. We get to go out from Mitzrayim because he set down the groundwork for us to do have Gulat Mitzrayim. It's all a tova. You tell somebody who's exiled to Mitzrayim and somebody takes their wife to see the good. And you can't. That's what makes him Avram Avinu. But that's what we're striving for. That's the M is what we're striving for. And it's not a fake thing. Nothing happened to Sarah. Nothing happened to Sarah. Impossibly. He comes out richer than he came. He comes out with the legions of Mitzrayim escorting him out of Egypt and throwing money and gold and silver and cattle at him. Because he accepts it all b'simcha, saying, I know this is all a tova. I accept it b'ahava because not because I'm stupid, not because I'm crazy, not because I'm a fanatic, but because I'm in a relationship with love of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and I know he's with me, and I know he loves me, I know he cares about me, I know he's taking care of me. That's not fanaticism. That's emunah. That's somebody who's worked on themselves, and somebody who's able to live with emunah, no matter how challenging it is. They live with emunah. With the emuna and with Ahavat Hashem. I know, because I know God loves me and I love him back. I know that this is all for the good. I know it's for the good. Even if I can't see it right now. And this tremendously lofty level that we mamish get to count by the moon. Shmeira bein bayom vein balayla, that shines during the day and the night. Ruya liyot mitzvah shana. This has to be the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael gets. This needs to be the mitzvah that we start off with. That we're always serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's going to be ups and downs, and we're always serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, always with love, and He's always taking care of us and always with love. Tov. Let's keep going. Next paragraph. There's a whole other level on the fact that Klal Yisrael counts by the moon. That the moon doesn't always give light like the sun always gives light. Itim chashucha hi bechelka. There's times where it's full and completely shining. There's three quarters into the month where half of it's shining. There's the whole way into the month where it's gone completely. When is Rosh Chodesh? When do we celebrate the moon? When is the moon? When is the start of the cycle of the moon? Davka, when it disappears, when it's not there at all. Al derech zehu gahu inyanam shel Yisrael. This is Klal Yisrael. Hakoach miyuchad shel Yisrael, am anifchar, hu shehakadosh baruch hu bachar bahem bechol ha-matzavim shehem nimtzaim, ve'av matzavim agurim biyoter. The specific strength that Klal Yisrael has as being the chosen people is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us no matter what situation we're in. And even when we're in the lowliest of places, even when we're in complete darkness, uve'yotam mitzrayim, top of the next page, Pei Zayin. Even when we're in Mitzrayim, Beit Avadim, even when we're in Beit Avadim, as Bachar Bahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'karah lahem b'nei Michal Yisrael, even when we're in jail, even when we're mamish in Mitzrayim, even when we're in the lowest levels of Tumah, even when we're mamish totally gone, v'karah lahem b'nei b'chori Yisrael, He still calls us His children. We're still His children, no matter what, no matter how far we go, no matter how bitumah we get, no matter how far we go, we're still His children. I'll put you on eagle's wings and bring you to me no matter where you are, no matter where you're coming from, I'm going to bring you to me. It doesn't matter where you're starting from. As the Medrash says, Shamru Yisrael Moshe, He'achanu nigalim. Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, how are we going to be redeemed? The Avodah Zarah that we did while we were in Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim is full of our Avodah Zarah. How is He going to take us out? All of this is from us. Moshe responds, since He wants to redeem you, He's not looking at your Avodah Zarah. What does it mean He's not looking at the Avodah Zarah? Halo Avodah Zarah, hi hacheta chamor biyoter. It's the worst sin that there is, Avodah Zarah. What do you mean He's not looking at the Avodah Zarah? We did Avodah Zarah. We served another God. What does it mean He's not looking at it? That's the worst sin there is. Ela inyanokim amar katuv. It says, this is one of the klalot that's turned into a bracha by Bilam. When he tries to go and curse Klal Yisrael and God turns him into brachot, he says, Lo hibit avin b'Yaakov, lo armaval Yisrael, Hashem elukavimo. He doesn't see any iniquity in Yaakov. He doesn't see anything crooked in Klal Yisrael. Hashem, their God, is with them. B'nishmato shildiu gam ba'et shechotei Hashem elukavimo. But hear what he's saying. In the neshama of a Jew, even when a Jew sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's with us. Bifnimiyut pimniyuto, ohevu et Hashem yibarach, v'rotze lasot et ritzono yibarach. And lo alinu, if anybody's ever been in a situation where you've sinned, where you've been in a sin and known that you were doing a sin, you feel it. Deep down, you also feel your soul crying. There's a part of every single one of us, even when we do the wrong thing, that says, why? No, all I want to do is be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why am I doing this? It's part of who we are. It's part of what it means to be a Jew. We kid around and it's like it's Jewish guilt. It's not Jewish guilt. It's the cry of the neshama that no matter what we do, we only want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that part of us is real. And that's the part that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I see your body doing Avodah Zarah. But I see your neshama in avelus. I see your neshama mourning, crying, bawling that your body is doing this because all it wants is to be close to me and it can't believe what you're doing right now. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees. Ukemo de'ita. That moment he opened up the mouth for all of Moshe Yisrael v'chuli ve'omrim lefanav ribono shel olam galoy v'yadua lefanecha shiratzonenu la'asor ritzoncha ela sheyitzah ra megareh otanu. And we say, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, you see, all we want to do is to serve you. But the Yitzhara got us. But really, I want to serve you. My Yitzhara beat me. But all I want to do is serve you. V'lakach lo yibit avin b'Yaakov. That's why he doesn't see the iniquity in Klal Yisrael. Ki yodea HaKadosh Baruch Hu p'nimiyut ha-machshava shel yehudi shi le'ela u'le'ela. He sees in the depth of the mind of a Jew, the depth of the heart of a Jew, the soul of a Jew, all I want to do is serve you. V'alacha k'Rabbi Meir shebein kach u'bein kach rim banim. V'alacha is that whether we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu or we sin, it doesn't matter. We're always His children. We're always His children. You can never break that bond. Shatam lama be'ametim kriim banim b'chol ha'matzavim. Mishakadosh Baruch Hu yodea ha'machshava mechuseh shel yehudi b'toch tochiyut nafsho. He says, and the real reason for that is this Nivo Shalom. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just we're children and so therefore you can't break that genetic bond. He's saying deeper than that. It's not just a genetic bond, so to speak. The reason is because by every Jew, by every single one of us here, even when we sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that in our neshama, He sees that we're crying in our neshama, that really all we want to do is serve Him. The joke is that the curse of a Jew is that you can never really enjoy your averas. That's the curse of a Jew. You can never really enjoy your averas. Once you know that you're supposed to be serving a loving God who cares about you, you can never really enjoy your averas. We'll finish in a few minutes. We're almost done. We'll try to get to the end of the paragraph. Uvachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yisrael l'am ha'nifchar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. B'sha'a sh'aitam Mitzrayim mele'ag yilulei avodah zarah shelanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka chose us when Klal Yisrael was full of our avodah zarah. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea at nekuda pnimiyit shel yehudi shetocho ratzuf avad l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that deep down inside of us, a Jew is full of avat Hashem. We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the essence of who we are. That's the real me, is I'm an ohav Hashem. V'alkein einu mabit b'gilulei avodah zarah shelachem. I'm not going to look at your avodah zarah because it's not the real you. U'kemo shekatuv chazal say, ha'oset tshuva me'avas donot na'asin lo kizchuyot. That when you do tshuva me'ava, when the tshuva comes in the place of avat Hashem, even the sin becomes like a merit. V'zeu madichtiv ve'avarti be'eret Mitzrayim b'alal hazeh. That's what it means when it says, I'm going to go through on this night. I, God, I'm going to go through Mitzrayim during Makat Bechorot. And the Chazal bring out, ani velo malach, ani velo saraf. I'm not sending an agent. I'm going to come, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to come, not a malach. I'm going to come, not an elevated angel of a saraf. Ki ha-malach ro'er rak zot she'eret Mitzrayim b'alal hazeh. Meaning, he had to come. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have sent a malach, the Malach would have seen the Avodah Zarah. It takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's depth of vision, so to speak, to see past the Avodah Zarah to the crying soul of a Jew who's doing the Avodah Zarah. That takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vision itself. Ve'enu makir tapimiyut. A malach can't see the pnimius of who we are, the internal of who we are. Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea machshavot. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows our thoughts. Hu ro'eh tapimiyut shepnimiyut shebein Ravav. He sees the inside. He sees that we love Him. He sees that we're crying during the Avera. He sees that we're screaming out during the Avera. So it could only have been by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. V'zeu perush kevan shechafetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu liga'alchem. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to redeem you. Sirotze la'asot etchem la'am nifchar. He wants to make you the chosen people. Hareu lokeach etchem bi'itar'uta dili'ila. He's going to come on His own. You don't deserve it? I don't care. I'm coming, says God. You don't deserve it? It doesn't matter. I'm coming because I'm choosing you and I want to bring you out. No matter what situation you're in, I'm not looking at the externals on all the avodah zara. I see that you're the chosen people, and you're a people who cares about me, who loves me, and wants to connect to me. Even when you sin, I see that you want to connect to me. That's the people that I want. I want a people that's going to do good, that's going to do mitzvot, that's going to live a life of avodas Hashem. But even when they make mistakes, they're still thinking about me. They're still wishing they were connected to me, wishing that they were doing the right thing, wishing they were doing better. Eitzel ha'adam yitachin she'afu ba'atzmo enin yodea ma'ze bechlal u'margish v'notak l'gamei u'mushlach mi'uthnei Hashem. Even a Jew, when they feel like their mom is totally disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval ha'emet ki b'pniyut she'b'pniyut yehudi davuk tamid ba'ashem yibrach v'kevan she'kach enu mabit v'chule. Even when I feel disconnected, if I dig deep enough, I'll find my soul is always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what makes us His people. No matter how distant I feel, no matter how dark I feel, no matter how much like the moon is mamish in this, it's not there bechlal. I know if I dig deep enough, I know and I feel in my being, I'm still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then He can see past everything. V'zeu ma shenichtav b'Haggadah shel Pesach, that's what it says in the Haggadah. Matzah zo she'anu ochlim al shum shelo he speak bitzekam shel avotinu la'achmitz ad shenigle aleihem mi ad shenigle lahem. I don't know what that means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ga'alam. Why do we eat the matzah? That they didn't have enough time for the dough to rise, and they were taken out. They were taken out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when He took them out of Mitzrayim. Haynu shira'ah shemiprach b'bniyut shelo yispiku la'achmitz u'miyad nigal le'em megula. Meaning, He saw in us that we hadn't begun to be machmitz. He saw in us that we hadn't begun to rise, to fill up. That we were still, that deep down we were still serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what He saw. That's what He's bringing out here. Again, the first mitzvah we get is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh because we are like the moon. Because in our history we have ups and downs, we're guaranteed that we're going to have darkness. And the goal is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the darkness. To hold HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in the darkness. To have Avat Hashem in the darkness. To accept the darkness with love and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Simcha even through the darkness. Knowing that it's going to get to light. And the other point he's bringing out here is that again also, that even when we are in the darkness of our own making, even when we sin, we inside, the light is still there. Inside, we're still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To hold both of those things close. To know in the darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And to know that even when we create the darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with us. Bezrat Hashem, we should hold on to that. We should fight for that. We should be able to daven and to learn and to sing and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the darkness. And by dancing and serving in the darkness, we should see the freedom, we should see the light, we should see the Geula Shleima, Bezrat Hashem, Mihira B'Yameinu.